Sherry Zatko Kosalia moved her family to the rural town of Farmington for open land and blue skies. Now the first thing you see on her property is flies and haze.
But I've had a pool in this house. If you go back and do a Google Earth search.
The backyard pool is full of algae, and beyond it are 10 row houses where almost 500,000 broiler chickens, Delaware's top agricultural product, are being raised. Each is longer than 2 football fields, studded with huge fans on both sides. They appeared as if overnight, says Zatko Kosalia, with no public notice.
I could care less looking at it is so much as smelling it and feeling it and experiencing all the flies. I mean, our fly swatter has never been more active than this summer. I mean, we live in a country, you're going to have flies, but...
Not like this. Plus, she says her well water now has nitrate levels above safe limits without a filter, which she's had to replace twice as often. The family's cut down showers to 5 minutes, bought an air filtration system for the house, and taken in their clothesline. And their cats and dogs always seem to have fleas.
I have people who won't come to visit me now because of the chicken houses. A family who will not come. They just won't come.
And she's not the only one. Up the road, a state record 20-house project is partly finished, with 12 houses up and running. Bob and Irene Moore are its neighbors.
It would have been nice to have been warned, so if we wanted to sell the property or something, we'd have had a chance. Now our property is worth nothing.
But the state doesn't have to notify homeowners that farm construction on farm land is in the works. It's a lawful use carried out by the county under state auspices. Eric Buxton is Farmington's Kent Levy Court County Commissioner. He says he doesn't mind the state encouraging agricultural development, but he isn't sure if operations this size should fall under the same rules as a traditional family farm.
You have to decide these, what I will call mega farms or massive chicken houses versus your standard 2 to 3 homes. They can come. They probably will, if they're more successful, keep coming. Are you sure you want very, very limited scrutiny on how the roads, environment, and everything else is protected specific to the constituents in that area?
The poultry industry on the Delmarva Peninsula is trending toward more poultry houses owned by fewer farmers. Bill Brown runs 6 of those houses, and he's the poultry agent for the University of Delaware's Cooperative Extension.
What we've seen over time is as agriculture has adopted technology, it's allowed the family farm to take care of more and more and more birds. 30 years ago, I could have never taken care of, or anyone could have never taken care of, 6 houses.
Now the industry is booming. Though the state is losing some farms to attrition, it's still permitting more and more new houses, 120 just this year. But regulations aren't matching the pace of that growth. Matthew Hedger is a former private contractor who worked on both projects in Farmington.
There's been many, many years of operations without any sort of regulations, and it's difficult balance still with, you know, protecting the environment as well as allowing them to continue operation.
It's a balance the Department of Agriculture is trying to strike. Chris Brosh runs its nutrient management program, and he says the department will add more oversight for things like large-scale manure disposal in the next few years.
We have the capacity to accommodate that permitting process with the staff here, and we anticipate several more permits to evolve over time. That's all planned out and been approved by EPA, so we're happy to do that.
Denrick also has some oversight. Officials there declined to comment by deadline for this story, but even their newest stormwater runoff rules don't apply to really big developments. Those rules are currently tied up in court over a procedural issue, and the poultry industry is lobbying against adding more costly requirements to future versions. Jared Adkins manages stormwater permits for the Kent Conservation District on Denrick's behalf.
Some of the pushback was coming in that to do a full stormwater management plan on these poultry house operations was putting them in the same category and the same level of effort as if somebody was doing a commercial shopping center or a residential subdivision.
Whatever happens, Atkins says existing projects like Farmington's won't have to go back and comply with new iterations of the law. For neighbors, it's an unwelcome reality. What's done is done. State officials told them so at a meeting Commissioner Buxton held last year with legislators in attendance. No minutes were taken, but it gets at a larger conversation that Kent County Planning Director Sarah Kiefer says Delaware needs to have.
We allow residential development in the agricultural zoning districts and at the same time want to preserve agriculture. So I do think by allowing that, over the years that we've, in some respects, we've set up conflicts.
She says more complaints might force lawmakers to add new requirements like tree plantings, wider setbacks, or more neighbor-friendly traffic patterns. The industry recommends measures like those too, but they're all voluntary, as in the case of trade group Delmarva Poultry Inc.'s Good Neighbor Practices. Director Bill Satterfield has been using those to help Maryland and Virginia revamp their zoning in the region. He'd be open to doing the same in Delaware.
Obviously, I think anybody in business wouldn't like to have a minimum of government regulation, but sometimes regulations serve a public purpose. And if the counties want to put in more stringent setbacks and separations to accommodate the chicken industry, and they're reasonable, we can live with that. We'll work with them on that.
But for now, neighborliness is up to farmers, and in Farmington, it's been slow to evolve. The 20-house complex is run by Andrew Hudima, who lives in Maryland. He declined an interview, but confirmed he started planting trees on his property just this month, more than 2 years after getting state approval. His chickens are sold by Mount Air Farms, a big regional processor, which did not return requests for comment. Meanwhile, the 10-house project supplies the even larger Purdue Farms, which does get neighbor input ahead of major construction. That was how neighbors say they received a promise from Purdue that it would build a berm with trees to offset the effects of the poultry houses. Purdue officials say that's in their plan, but the state doesn't have enough money in its cost-sharing program to help grower Ghulam Gujar afford the trees. Gujar also owns a smaller chicken farm nearby and says he needed to expand to pay his bills.
I have too much payment, you know, so I can survive. It's not that much income, so if you have more, it's little make you more income.
Audrey Sharp, who lives at the intersection of the two big Farmington projects, is skeptical. She used to raise broilers too, and says saplings are cheap. In fact, she planted a row of them on her land to ease the chicken smell. It's better than nothing, she says, but it's still not a long-term fix for her and her kids.
I really enjoy this life. This is my home place. Moved back here 3 years ago. No idea that this was going to happen. So it's totally changed my plans. I honestly can't imagine staying here.
Without hope for more remedies from the farmers or help from the industry or regulators, many other neighbors are feeling the same way. For Delaware Public Media, I'm Annie Ropeek in Farmington.